California, Colorado, and Texas officially celebrated the life and work of labor leader Cesar Chavez on March 31st. In San Diego, hundreds of union supporters marked the state holiday by marching downtown today. Among their demands, common sense immigration reform. As Jill Replicle from our Fronteras desk reports, the labor sector has changed its stance on immigration since the time when Chavez was a leader.
Union organizer Genoveva Aguilar helped kick off the march.
Our union has lost many of its good-spirited members because of immigration audits and E-Verify. Are we going to permit this?
Dozens of marchers held signs and wore T-shirts calling for immigration reform, including a path to citizenship for undocumented workers. But the labor movement has a mixed history on immigration. As head of the United Farm Workers Union, Chavez fought to keep out illegal immigrants willing to work for lower wages and replace striking workers. And labor has generally opposed guest worker programs. But the country's major unions and business groups recently agreed on the framework for a new guest worker program. The program would give visas to a limited number of low-skilled temporary workers each year based on market needs. Pay for these workers would have to be comparable to that of their American peers. At Monday's march, San Diego labor leader Lorena Gonzalez said the deal was historic, and she said she thought if Cesar Chavez were alive, he'd be on board.
When we're looking at a future workflow, I think he'd be proud of what we've been able to establish the basic minimum of what workers will make as they come over. So we're not just bringing more and more and more immigrants to undercut American wages.
The bipartisan group of senators crafting an immigration reform bill is expected to present it in the coming weeks. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.